New to Podcast One, The Producer's Guide with Todd Garner. Join Todd as he interviews the biggest names in Hollywood, like Adam Sandler.
We drove down there and my brother's like, do you have your material? I said, what do you mean?
Rebel Wilson.
I couldn't interact with these people, so I put on this American accent and pretended to be American.
And Isla Fisher.
I just wrote a passionate letter explaining how much I wanted to be a clown, begging them to accept me.
Download new episodes of The Producer's Guide with Todd Garner every Thursday on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, or Apple Podcasts.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. Enjoy the get on. Get on. Thanks for tuning in and thanks for telling a friend. I love that about you, right, Drew?
Yeah, buddy.
What's going on, man? Feeling good?
Yeah. I'm feeling like a sauce.
Hey, man, don't be a sauce. It's a sauce.
Chance
Fitzgerald will call you a sauce.
It's funny. You're getting so much more positive. I'm getting so much more negative.
That's right.
Very,
you know,
weird.
What? It's like I'm leeching the positivity,
yes,
out of you.
Maybe that's it. You're like one of those witches that sucks my soul right out of me.
Yeah.
It's like a ghost comes out,
of your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Feeling good, man. No,
that's it. You're making me paranoid.
Well, Drew,
I just have such a short fuse for everything, and it's not like me. I wonder if it's the diet. Maybe it's the diet.
How can it be your diet?
That's what I keep thinking, but I don't know. Make you more aggressive or something? Irritable?
Get Drew a baguette. No. Get two.
Nay,
get two.
Get me an eclair.
Let's go rectally and orally, and we'll meet in the middle. I'll see you at the esophagus.
Oh, my God.
I think I may pick the middle point, Drew. Think that baguette. Yeah, maybe a little high.
Yeah. Or towards the epigastrium.
Yeah, okay. Either way, I'd like to touch baguette. Baguette fight in the bathroom. Noon. Talk to my seconds.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, look, as formerly stated, Drew, I realize there's now.
I'm a chick, yes.
There is now an abundance of things to laugh about and things to cry about, to the point where at this point you're just going to have to choose your path. When I was younger,
I do a 3-hour radio show every day, and I'm covering the news. I'm covering and I'm talking to people in a talk radio setting, I get driven insane. I think that's part of it. I really do, because I'm a lot of what I'm covering is the broken down city of Los Angeles, mm-hmm, and Garcetti's chicken shit responses. And then
I thought he was in Iowa.
Yeah. And then the broken down state, mm-hmm, and the insane money that's being spent to destroy the state.
Right.
And then all the crazy negativity and the emotions that are flying around Trump. But I just feel like things are so broken down. That's why I got behind. I think I told you the weekend I'm getting behind the divide California into three thing.
Yeah.
Just because I don't see an alternative. We just have to start over. Just break into three, start over. That's it. Because it's so broken down. And so then when I get on the road and it takes me an hour and fucking 15 minutes to get here, what am I driving, 9 miles, mm-hmm, or something? I want to get out and hit the cars around me. I want to punch them, not the people so much as just the vehicles. I want to push. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, as long as you're tempting me to pull me down your toilet bowl,
yeah, come on,
and we're circling.
Oh, I'm sucking your soul out now.
The only thing that I find, of course, I'm upset about. I feel the same way you do about many things, in terms of living in California and Los Angeles.
And we did the street, you know, the street thing, the street picture of the garbage all on the side of the street, then the city-owned territory.
Right, and I showed you the oasis, yeah, when it was owned privately. I will tell you where I am, where I can be brought down to your morose level, mm-hmm, in the...
So satisfying.
Yes. It's people's processing and response.
Yeah.
I've been bumped a lot by people's process and then response to whatever we're talking about. That has depressed me.
Bumped?
Bumped, upset, sort of I have told you.
You've come up against it.
Yeah, I've told you that, you know, I talk to people all day, not all day, but throughout the year, and they're like, they should have handled that doctor on the plane. That should have been handled better. You know, it's like, well, they wanted to remove him from the plane, so the guy told him 20 times to get up and walk off the plane, and he never did, so they picked him up and they removed him. Yeah, well, should have been done better. Should have been done differently. How would you have done it? Differently. Well, give me examples. You know what? Look, you got a guy who's got a bloody face, okay? Yeah. He's got a bloody face. Is that you don't get on an airplane. You don't get on an airplane and expect to have a bloodied face, okay?
Yeah.
So they could have done it. They could have done better. And while we're talking about it, Matt Damon, shut up. You don't know what you just be quiet. Just be quiet. I mean, once you hear from you about he did and what he did, and Weinstein over there and Al Franken, just shut up.
See,
you don't know what you're talking about. And that Dennis who shot Cecil the Lion, man, we got to get that guy. Get that guy. Put him in the school to prison pipeline, man.
So, and then the homeless thing really, really.
Well, that's a cost of living issue there. Right. I mean, come on.
And so I was dealing with a homeless person today.
Because of the cost.
She was in the neighborhood where I work.
Because of Court of Milk. Went,
oh, she's so nice. She's so nice. She's so nice. I go, good. I've got a place for her. There's a place in Glendale. I called, got a caseworker. And I went over to her. I go, all right, we got it.
People shouldn't have to sleep on this. Nobody
okay. So she goes,
wakes up in the morning and says, I want to go sleep on the sidewalk.
She goes,
the parking bump is my pillow.
What do you mean? I can't do that. And I said, okay. I said, look, why would somebody not do that? Explain to me why somebody would not. Explain it to me. I arrange, you're homeless. You want help. I arrange excellent services. Why would somebody not take those services? No answer. Just stymied.
The cost of living, the affordable housing, if you try to rent an apartment, you know how much that costs?
Yeah.
These people can't do it, so they go sleep outside because they can't get the cleaning deposit.
Yeah.
You know, it's wrong. It's wrong. Cops shooting black people just walking around looking for black people to shoot. You know, sometimes not even getting out of the car, just leaning out of the window and shooting black folks on their way to church and whatnot. And this gun thing, man, gotta, you know, those are weapons of war. And they got no business in the hands of kids. You don't drop your kid off at grade school and expect them to come back in a body bag. Nobody signs up for that.
No, you don't sign up for
Nobody signs up for that.
Wow.
When I drop my kids off at school, I don't expect them to come home dead. Nobody goes to school to get shot. Okay? You don't go to school. You go to learn. Okay? You go to school. You should have the expectation of learning rather than running serpentine from automatic fire when you go to school. Okay? Because nobody deserves that. All right? Mm. What legislation would I enact to prevent these things from happening in the future? I'm not a politician. All I know is that a school should be a safe zone. Okay? And no, did I tell you about the part where no one goes to school expecting to get shot?
I'm not sure of that, but yes, probably.
No doctor goes on an airplane expecting to get a bloody nose, okay? He didn't deserve that. They could have handled it better, all right?
Yeah.
I say we listen to those kids. Yeah, it's these people that drive me insane. They're just, I don't know what happened to you that this is... You know, that you're getting in your 40s and 50s and this is what's coming out of your mouth? The part about all that's going on that I find kind of insane is I get the 17-year-olds marching on Washington because that's what you do. You know, when you're 17, you think that way. You have a lot of feelings and, you know, there's a lot of id and emotion and stuff. There's not a whole lot of, you know, nuts and bolts, but there's a lot of like, someone should do something. You know, there's that thing. But once you get into your 40s, you should be able to plan things out a little better in your own head. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're going to engage or make proclamations, then feel free to follow those proclamations up with some statistics or some nuanced understanding of the problem or some avenues or aspects that possibly I or the other people haven't heard in terms of correcting around. Not like they could have done better. You know, well, what would you do? Not that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, okay. I'm getting, having these discussions with people where they're nonsensical. They'd be fine if they produced answers, but they're not producing them. And what's depressing to me is they're no longer under a sense of obligation to produce answers. Because like we used to, you hear about these people just talking.
Yeah.
All right. Now I'm depressed too, Drew.
Well, now I'm really fucked up.
Now you're a mess.
I'm a mess.
Did I tell you about Charlize Theron?
No.
All right. Maybe we'll take a phone call first.
Is this going to be happy or unhappy?
Yeah, unhappy. Right. Paul, 44, Minnesota.
Hey guys, again.
What's going on? Yeah, what do you got?
Hey,
Antibuse.
Everything's going good now. Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't really hear you very well.
Hold on a second. You know what we've all turned into? Gary, find that clip of Lynette screaming at Sonny when he went in the pool.
It was freezing?
Yeah, because that's what we've all turned into, which is someone just going like, no, no, get him a go. Like, it's like nothing, but not, there's nothing to do.
Yeah.
And there's nothing happening. But somebody should do something. Like, again, it's just wired. She's wired like a mom. That's pure mom. That's pure mom. And I mean that in a good way. It's just pure mom. But it's not good for legislation. It's good for parents. It's not good for rules and laws and things like that, because it's just pure raw emotion, right? It's not really thoughtful. It's just, here's what's coming out of me. Here's what I'm feeling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, Gary will find that. Paul is, where was Paul again? Paul, 44.
Hey, I want to say, Dr. Drew, thank you. I went to the SMART meetings.
Oh, good.
What's SMART meaning?
It's a kind of a 12-step.
Nice.
Group. Yeah, kind of, but it's more, it's not, they take the higher power part of it, out of it, and it's more of just based on, it's kind of like going to a group meeting in therapy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right.
Where they basically give you tools to work with stuff.
Yep. How's it working?
It's pretty good. We had a blizzard here, so I couldn't go to a couple of them. Mm-hmm. But I really like it. It's
great.
That was really, really cool.
Keep going.
And my therapist, when I told him that I had talked to you, he just lit up like a Christmas tree, basically.
Hysterical.
Dr. Drew or me?
That's Adam.
Oh, you know what? My regular doctor's name is Dr. Brew. So I always get confused. I say, did you say Dr. Drew or Dr. Brew?
Oh, I like it.
Dr. Drew.
Hey, so Paul, you're doing all right. Are you able to work?
Yeah, I'm working every day.
Oh, good.
And, he was always working. He would come home and drink, remember?
Yeah, now I do, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, and now we're getting overtime and stuff, so I schedule a lot of appointments. Normally on Fridays we work, well, I should start over, we work 10-hour days during the week, 10 mm-hmm. or 12 hours. Mm-hmm. And then on Fridays we'll work till from 6:30 to noon.
All right.
Good. Get down the right
little extra
schedule there.
Right.
Cool.
Uh-huh. You pack your own lunch, Paul?
Mm-hmm. No, I live real close to work, so I walk home at lunchtime.
You strike me as a liverwurst man.
No, not really. I'm more of an energy drink kind of guy.
Energy drink.
A candy bar in the morning and then a big meal at night.
Yeah. Watch those breakfast bars.
Yeah.
Not good.
All right.
Yeah, we got to get the Rice Krispie bars.
All right, so that's
my question was about Vivitrol.
Yeah,
is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's an opioid antagonist. It's good. It's a very good drug. It does help people with a lot of cravings and difficulty stopping using. I think it's expensive. It's like $600 a shot. That's the downside. But there's no pharmacological downside. It's very safe, and it does help alcoholics. Some people it helps a lot.
I think somebody made Lynette up a baseball cap that said, get him a towel. Made her laugh. Made me laugh. I'll play the audio for you. Sorry. So I jumped in the freezing cold pool.
Right.
I challenged Sonny to jump in the freezing cold pool because it was said to me once, just like fat doesn't make you fat.
Right.
Cold doesn't give you a cold.
Right.
So I'm wired this way. If somebody tells me, meaning a scientist, tells me there's no correlation between being cold and getting a cold, I'm set for life.
Don't need to hear it again. Right.
Not really.
Right.
You tell me they're, you know, 8 ounces in a cup. I gotcha. Moving on. Mm. But I've shared that information with my wife a few times when it comes to, like, he's got to have a sweater. You know, he's going to get cold. And I was like, you don't get sick from being cold. But it's got the word cold in it.
Right.
And her son went into a freezing cold pool, and mama was reacting like a mama bear. Go ahead, Gary.
No. Oh, my God. It's 52 degrees. Get him out. Give him his towel. Get his towel ready. Put it over him. Put the towel. You guys, seriously.
The best part is the lead in, which is no. No, it's not even that. It's a whimpering.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
No.
Good thing Sonny's not going to be a Navy SEAL where they spend overnight in water like that.
Don't they get colds? They got to get colds.
Yeah, of course.
They were cold in it.
Get a towel. They'll front everything.
So I'm saying, there's a little too much of that in our world now.
Yeah.
And
it's
good for sons, but it's not great for policies. That's what I'm saying.
Good for moms.
It's good for moms. Yeah. It's not great when trying to solve homeless problems.
No.
Although towel would be nice for many of the homeless people. All right. Yeah. I want to hear the beginning part one more time. I want to hear the beginning of that.
No. Oh, my God. 52 degrees. Get him out. Give him his towel. Get his towel ready. Put it over him. Put the towel. You guys, seriously.
Seriously. Okay, seriously.
I don't know if it'd be hard to tell if Olga was laughing harder or Natalia was laughing harder.
Oh, Natalia was dying.
Or I could have been laughing.
Then Natalia was losing.
We give the gold to Natalia, the silver to Olga, and the bronze to me.
Yeah.
I was also having to deal with the towel.
That's right.
So I was a little distracted.
Yeah, and some of the wrath could have come your way after the whimpering.
He was given the towel immediately.
Yeah.
He just wasn't draped in it. Yeah. I literally took the towel and put it on him, but I didn't
you
make
wrap
him
in it.
I did not swaddle him.
Right.
In a towel. All right. Well, she loves the hat. LifeLock, man. Oh, how much is your identity worth? According to an online security education company, the going rate's about $1,200 to hackers on the dark web for your information. In today's connected world, it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. New LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds Norton Security to help protect against threats to your identity and to your devices that you can't see or even fix on your own. You're out there. Look, every day you turn on the news, there's a new story about somebody's going in front of Congress and they want to know what's going on and information is being shared and accounts are being hacked. Let's get some protection. Let's get LifeLock. If you have a problem, their agents will work to fix it. But I don't think you're going to have a problem because you have LifeLock, right, Drew?
No one can stop every cyber threat, prevent all identity theft, or monitor transactions at all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton Security is able to uncover threats you might otherwise miss. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use the promo code ADAM for an additional 10% off your first year. That is promo code ADAM for an additional 10% off.
All right. Okay. Let's see. We got Charlize Theron. We got a call. Let's talk to Irwin up here, 35, Sacramento. Irwin?
Yeah, hey.
What's going on?
Hey, first of all, I just want to say I've been listening to you guys since the Loveline days, and you guys are a national treasure.
Thank you.
Second,
I've been hearing you guys talk about this ketogenic diet a lot. Mm-hmm. And I've been listening to a lot of, you guys, and even Jordan Peterson talked about it. And I've been having to kind of, weirdly enough. I heard him on another podcast.
Smart.
He had a bunch of, autoimmune stuff, that he addressed with that diet. And I've been having just some weird health issues, I guess, for a couple of years that I can't seem to, or my doctor can't seem to pin down. Like stomach pain that comes around just randomly. A lot of fatigue, low libido and everything. And just a bunch of stuff. And I'm kind of wondering if there's a way I can find out if my genetics would respond to that diet without fully committing to it.
Look, Fitness Genes has a whole thing where they can sort of do that kind of analysis. My Fitness Genes, dietary analysis did not specify that this would be something especially good for me. But I will tell you that if you do it and commit to it, in about a week, you'll know. I mean, it's quick. You start feeling better like right away. So why not take that week and figure it out? I think though a very important ingredient in getting something out of particularly the carnivore diet is weightlifting. You've got to lift weights. That seems to me the magic ingredient.
I work out about 3 times a week. I lift as heavy as I can. I do a little cardio, but I try to lift as much as possible.
What movements are you doing?
I do the regular push pull workouts and leg stuff. I go heavy
on a machine. On a machine?
Yeah, free weights. I go to a gym.
What do you say free weights? What are you talking about?
Just like the bench. Throw some plates on a bar and bench as much as I can.
What's wrong with that, Drew?
It's just not that. I mean, you should be doing. Look, you should be doing a bench. You're doing an incline press. You should be doing a fly. You should be doing a flat bench. You should be doing legs, deadlifts. You've squats. You've got to lift heavy, and then heavy shoulder. Yeah. And then if you want to isolate your arms also.
All right, Joe Weider.
No. But I mean, it's not like, hey, just throw a couple weights on there. It's like no.
What he's saying, what he's
warm
doing?
Up
he's
with a couple of plates, and then resistance training to exhaustion, like 4 or 5 sets, where you're at the end as heavy as you can for 2 or 3 reps.
I work out quite a bit. I'm in pretty good shape, and I've got several routines and everything.
All right, Erwin, here's the thing, or here's what I've sussed out. You do the diet, and you don't have to go nuts like Drew. You just start down that road. There's a couple of things I would say that I've learned. One is you can try a sort of fasting.
Intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
That works too. That's also
I don't even know where the intermittent part comes in. I mean, eventually you eat. You're not going on a hunger strike, but you get up in the morning, you put some MCT oil in your coffee or some butter in your coffee or some whole cream in your coffee, and you can pretty much sail through the day. You'll find it a little MCT oil or something in between, fine. Then you get to your meal. You have your protein sort of laden meal. You stay away from potatoes in place of asparagus or things of that nature. But you don't have to go crazy bonkers insane. You just start. It's pretty much, I have found, that it's pretty much like, look, if you want to start your day with a bowl of cereal and a bran muffin and some toast and then have pancakes for lunch and pasta for dinner, good luck. If you start going down this road, the further down this road you go, the more results you will have. Now, the way I'm wired is I try and I stay pretty close to it, but every once a month I go out on Sunday, and when I order breakfast, in come the hash browns come with the eggs because I love hash browns, and I'll make it up the next day. So just try to start steering yourself that way. And again, it's pretty simple. It's just for dinner, instead of the pasta, have the steak. But also, depending on your wiring, Drew's wired different than me.
Right.
If I go full, whole hog, 110%, I'll end up just breaking it. Yeah. And so my feeling is like, try to stay on that path and stay. And it'll be a kind of thing, Will, it's like the center line of a road. Like you'll veer off it a little bit, but try to get right back on them and don't go off the cliff. And you know, I don't know why desserts are easy for me. I can just get off them and pretty much be good with that.
If, but he's looking at sort of correcting some sort of whatever the fatigue syndrome he's having, and it might require a little more. That's all I'm saying.
All right. So I have this interview that Charlize Theron did with Elle magazine.
Yeah.
For the May cover story.
Okay.
And she was interviewed by Chelsea Handler.
Okay.
She's promoting a movie. And Charlize Theron has adopted a couple of black kids from Africa, I guess, which is good. And she's talking about where we're at. Now, you know my feeling on all this stuff.
She's Australian, right?
She's from South Africa.
South African. Oh, boy.
So she knows apartheid.
Yeah.
She says racism is much more alive and well than people thought. Well,
definitely in South Africa.
She's talking about here.
She's from South Africa, though.
She's
all right.
Understood
okay.
that, Drew, right. But this would then be about
okay.
here.
Okay.
Let's say I grew up in Michigan.
Yeah.
But I was complaining about how dirty the Santa Monica Bay was.
You'd probably be reasonably assessing.
One would say I'm probably talking about my new home, Los Angeles, not about Dearborn.
Well, but
you're making a good point.
The reason I went down that path is she's talking about covert feelings. And I'm like, well, of course she knows covert feelings because they're explicit where she's from. So she probably sees it everywhere.
She certainly sees it here. It's alive and well in this country. We can't deny it anymore, Drew. I don't know if you've known, but this country has been in a state of denial. Mm. We elected a black president and we reelected a black president, but we're still in deep, deep denial during that process. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But we can't deny it anymore. We have to be vocal. So next time Elle magazine comes knocking, make sure and bring this up. Okay? Because we got to be vocal. Because I don't know about you guys. I haven't heard anything about racism in the last few months. Have you? I mean, I watch the news. I don't hear anything leveled at the president or anybody else. Do you, Drew? Any discussions? Any dialogues about race? Let's see. No, it's mostly about GDP. Oh, the debt, I guess, and Syria. That's all I hear about. I don't hear anything about discussion of racism. But anyway, we must be more vocal. There are places in this country where if I got a job, I wouldn't go. She would not go to places in this country, Drew, not South Africa, but in this country. She wouldn't go because she has two black kids. You know, and look, I'm sure she has a security team. I'm sure she has, you know, they put her up in a nice hotel or something. But still, those kids would be vulnerable. You know what I'm saying, Drew?
I wonder where she's talking about.
I wouldn't travel with my kids to some parts of America, and that's really problematic. You want to know the interesting part, Drew?
Yeah.
My buddy Dennis Prager brings this up a lot. They never say where. Mm. They never give an example. Please give an example when you're talking about, you know
yeah,
why?
I'd like to avoid that
I'd
place
like to avoid
too.
That,
yeah.
I'd
yeah.
like to avoid that as well.
Yeah.
I would like an example. They never give an example. They just talk about the racism and the oppression and the whatever. And you go, okay, like what? Systemic. It's systemic. It's system wide. There are a lot of times when I look at my kids and I'm like, if this continues, I might have to leave America because the last thing I want for my children is to feel unsafe. Her kids especially probably be okay in a triple gated community, but I'm trying to think of where her kids would feel unsafe. And all I'm saying is this. She's a 42-year-old woman. When did these thoughts creep in? How does this work? I don't feel like she was talking this way when she was 30. Here's what I'm saying. How vulnerable to nonsense can you make your brain? And can I say this, Drew? I'll make you a fine example. Remember, I sit there and I marvel, Jesus, you know, the food pyramid. It's we're calling about the ketogenic diet. You know, it's upside down. The food pyramid's upside down. And everyone's saying, eat pasta, and drink water, and eat six meals a day, and have all the bread and grain and grain and bread, nutritious bread and grain. Yeah. And it's fat. Oh, whoa. You better check your blood pressure, buddy. Salt and fat. Stay away from that. Grain and grain and wheat and grain and grain and wheat. Like a Woody Allen movie. Yeah.
Wheat and grain. Fields of wheat.
Fields
cream
of wheat.
Cream of wheat.
All right. All right. Now, let me say this, Drew. Let me say this. Is it my fault for when I was in my later 20s or mid-20s and I was ordering breakfast and they'd say, would you like some eggs? And I'd go, I would like some eggs, but I'm trying to keep it healthy, so I'll just have the oatmeal with tons of brown sugar and no butter. And then they go, okay, what else? Oh, side
orange
of English muffin, orange juice, and a side of rye bread. Dry. I'm trying to – and a yogurt. I'm trying to – non-fat. I'm trying to keep – trying to
– withdrawal.
Was it my – do you have egg beaters? Do you have wife beaters? What do you have? Right. I want to mix it up. No yolk. Just the whites. But just put the whites on the dried toast. and then let's go ahead and put some, if you have cottage cheese, not whole fat or non-fat, just spit in my mouth. All right. Would it have been my fault for saying that at that time period? Or would you go, oh, no, you were just being clubbed over the head with
still,
it every time.
Well,
we're turning the corner.
You're around an enlightened crowd.
What would I believe back then? Okay, I'll take the steak, but cut all the fat off it and just leave me the middle part because I don't want to touch that fat. I don't want my cholesterol to go through the roof. My heart is going to explode if I eat that fat. Okay, would it have been my fault? And the answer is no. That's all we lived. I was looking at a food pyramid that was talking about grains and wheat and grains,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, is it Charlize Theron's fault who just gets this fed to her nonstop 24/7? Is this her fault for coming to these conclusions? Now, she doesn't have any empirical evidence.
I'd really like to know where she has felt this and what happened.
She's never felt it.
But I would have a billion questions.
It's not based on events. It's based on a nonstop food. Ask me where I felt my heart valves closing or my weight going up. I didn't feel anything. I was told this over and over and over. Right? Mm. So then it came time to go to the restaurant of life, and guess how I ordered? Okay. Well, when Charlize Theron sits down for an interview, guess what she says? Mm. Because she's beaten over the head with it. Now, is this good for her children? I don't think this is good for her young children. That's what I'm saying. Now, empirically, it's not true. It doesn't exist as discussed, as displayed.
Not today, but tomorrow. I really want to talk to you about the history of this stuff because there's something that we're overlooking.
Being a puss.
Let me talk about True Car.
Talk about True Car.
Car tips you might not know. Remove excess weight from the car to improve your mileage. No brainer. Place the key fob to your chin to increase its range if you're looking for your car. Another tip you might not know, True Car also helps people get used cars with a certified dealer network and a nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars. So whether you want new or used, check in with the True Car certified dealer network and enjoy real pricing on actual inventory, true price, all the fees are included, simpler buying experience whether you want to buy new or used. See that scattergram, you see what others paid for the vehicle you want. You know exactly the car you want to get. You know you're getting a good deal before buying because you've seen the pricing. You know you're getting a competitive price because these True Car certified dealers compete for your business. And you'll enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with True Car certified dealers. And you'll know what price you've locked in is for an actual vehicle on a True Car certified dealer's lot. So you know the true price. You know the vehicle. It is a much more confident car buying experience. So when you're ready to buy new or used, check out True Car. Enjoy that confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states.
All right. You can go to, if you're in Cleveland, Ohio, you can go by the Agora Theater May 17th. Say hi to me or follow me to Royal Oak Music Theater outside Detroit the next day on the 18th. Aladdin, second show added. Portland, Love that place. June 9th. Live shows all over. Go to AdamCarolla.com. Check out Chassis and Drew.
Doctor.com, where you can check out the family pods. Also, the Facebook and YouTube page. Please check it out.
So, until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
There's a moment you realize you're ready for what's next in your career. Maybe it's when you're trying a new scone recipe and think, I could open a cafe. Or maybe you're helping a coworker and say, I could teach a course on this. Whatever your moment is, it's never too early to plan for a career that lives longer. That's why, the younger you are, the more you need AARP. For skills training, resume tips, and job listings, visit aarp.org/work.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.